Well, I need to get in the right month. This morning's devotional, I said it was August the 13th. It's September 13th. Mark's been reading through the Matthew. Today he's going to be reading through Matthew 9. And this is the account of another healing, a man being healed of sick of the palsy. And Christ said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And they gave Christ a hard time for saying his sins were forgiven. And so Jesus told him that, "I'm going to prove to you that I have power to forgive sins." And he said to the man that's sick of the palsy, "Rise, take up your bed and go into thy house." And he arose. So they marveled and glorified God at this powerful miracle that God had done. And another thing that happened was the Pharisees got on Christ's case about eating with publicans and sinners. And Christ said, "They that be whole need not a physician, but he says, I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." And then also we find that Christ is brought to a person's daughter who was on the verge of death, and while he was going to get her, another woman touched his garment and was healed. And Christ said that the maid is not dead but sleepeth, and they laughed him to scorn. And Christ took her by the hand and she arose. Also, there was blind men that came to him. And he touched their eyes and they got their sight back. And they also brought to him somebody that was a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, those people marveled and said, "He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils." That's what the Pharisees were saying, that he had a devil. And anyway, so I'll turn this over to Mark. So he continued to do numerous miracles and forgive people's sins. And of course, it shows that he was the son, very son of God.
Matthew chapter 9, "He entered into his ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their face, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise and walk, but that you may know the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine own house. He arose and departed to his house, and when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew, sitting in the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, Follow me, and he arose and followed him. It came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master publicans and sinners? when Jesus heard that, he said to them, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not?" Jesus said unto them, "Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them. Then shall they fast. No man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved." While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live." Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Behold, the woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him, and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, "If I but touch his garment, I shall be made whole." Jesus turned of him about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said to them, "Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." When he was come into the house, a blind man came to him. Jesus saith unto him, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yes, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith be it unto you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." And he knew them. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He cast out devils through the prince of the devils." And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And he saith thee unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his field."
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I hope you all have a good day today, and we'll probably be back with you on Monday. We may be back tomorrow. We'll see how it goes.